This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up next segment, the dictator of Canada has said martial law will continue, basically permanently, so is his minister. We already did a special report on that earlier on Canadian tyranny. Let's look at Australia right now and the Great Reset tyranny.
Not far from here, such marches, even now, are being met with bullets.
As Jamie White writes, Australian police have been deploying directed energy weapons against the peaceful Freedom Convoy protesters around the capital.
All right, guys, Mrs. Cossack is feeling a bit under the weather, just like everyone here. People are feeling nauseous, people are feeling a bit of vertigo. That's the result of these police supersonic weapons.
It's amazing that they've got nearly, what, 750,000 people out here, and they cannot even send one person out to talk to us. Not even one person, you know. At least come out and hear what our views are. That's all we want to do, is have our views expressed.
What do you feel?
Just a bit of a headache. A big headache, yeah, for sure.
What about you, sir? How do you feel?
My ears.
You can feel it in your ears?
Yeah.
Disturbing videos and photos circulating social media show Canberra protesters, including women and children, who appear to have been badly burned by directed microwave energy weapons, with blisters on their faces, arms, and torsos. The use of directed energy weapons was thrown on the table as Australian senators grilled the Australia Federal Police Commissioner, Rhys Kershaw.
Pictures of the day appear to show some types of devices at the front of Parliament House in between the entry to Parliament lawns where the protest was in fact occurring. Can you confirm whether the AFP had long-range acoustic devices at Parliament House on Saturday?
That would be something that is our police methodology, which we would have to look at some sort of public interest immunity claim.
And I've been provided with this photograph, which I'm happy to table electronically, of course, from distance. Does appear to show the deployment of an LRAD machine, a long-range acoustic device, I think it's called, which is a device designed to pitch sound at long range and can cause some pretty serious injuries. You can't confirm, even given that photo, that that device was deployed on the day?
Senator Rantic, I just want to interrupt you to make it clear that this question has already been taken on notice.
I understand that, but just with the benefit of having had that photograph, which tends to confirm it, we still can't confirm that that device was there on the day.
Yeah, I think to be proper, I'd like to take that on notice.
In relation to yesterday's protest, can I say how absolutely disgusted I was? It broke my heart. Millions and millions of people across our state are doing the right thing, and it just broke my heart that people had such a disregard for their fellow citizens. I just ask everybody to think about that. Each of those people who protested illegally, I'm sure, have loved ones. They're going to go home and risk passing that virus on to their most closest people to them.
What we saw in Sydney yesterday, of course it was selfish. It was also self-defeating. It achieved no purpose. It will not end the lockdown sooner. It will only risk the lockdowns running further. People understand there are frustrations with lockdowns, but that type of behaviour doesn't help anybody. Selfish behaviour doesn't help anybody. And so in a city under lockdown, to engage in that was reckless and it was selfish.
Even back in the United States, this weapon has caused chaos in the U.S. Capitol.
U.S. officials say there are now 130 suspected victims, mostly CIA operatives and U.S. diplomats, being treated for brain injuries, debilitating headaches and vertigo, the targets, they believe, of a directed energy microwave weapon.
There's a mysterious direct energy weapon that is being used, and it is causing, in some cases, permanent traumatic brain injury.
New indications suggest the incidents go as far back as 1996. Two individuals working on the NSC believe they were targeted in 2019 and in 2020, just after the election.
The Australian Plandemic Great Reset tyranny is raising the bar on human rights abuse, adding fuel to the fire of the inevitability of the coming Nuremberg Code correction. John Bound reporting.
anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling, is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Band-Up video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
History certainly repeats itself, especially when you're under Bilderberg, Davos Group, UN corporate, Larry Fink, BlackRock dictatorship. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Trudeau, who says he wants to be a dictator, that says he wants to be able to silence people for their speech, he declared over a week ago a national emergency and suspended due process and said not just people that protest, but people that support peaceful protest will have their bank accounts frozen. His finance minister, who's the deputy leader of the country, is the co-chair of the Davos Group on the board of directors with Klaus Schwab, and she says it's permanent now. But Trudeau is the public spokesperson, so he's announcing it's 15 days to flatten the curve. And then it's 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. They want a global digital ID. He's now saying it'll be on your vaccine passport, whether you're allowed to be places or not. That was always where they were going, always where they were taking us. And they're just normalizing all this. And then remember, Klaus Schwab says, we're going to have leaders do bad things. People will blame the governments. It will collapse confidence in the system. That will collapse. And we'll come in with a new global currency and make them submit to us. Then we can social engineer them because we control the universal basic income. This is very simple once you see it. I can give you the good news. They're in total panic mode right now. Total panic mode right now. And don't know what to do, because they were supposed to just blame the governments and just have civil wars. And then on the ashes of that, build back better. That's the Great Reset. How do I know that? They write books like we're idiots talking about it. Like we can't read that. But now they're figuring out, whoa, the proletariat, is what Schwab calls the general public, they figured out what we're doing. Let's back off a little. But their own minions don't want to stop now they've got the taste for that power. And so things are now getting out of control. Here's a few clips of Trudeau. He just gave a press conference. And then the situation in Australia is so criminal, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the dictator.
Hi, Prime Minister. Do we still need the Emergencies Act? The blockades have been cleared. Parliament Hill has been cleared. Do we still need it?
As I said, the Emergencies Act is not something to undertake lightly, and it's something that needs to be momentary, temporary, and proportional. That's why every single day I'm receiving briefings and we are reflecting on how much longer the Emergencies Act needs to be in place. We don't want to keep it in place a single day longer than necessary. But even though the blockades are lifted, across border openings right now, even though things seem to be resolving very well in Ottawa, this state of emergency is not over. There continues to be real concerns about the coming days, but we will continue to evaluate every single day whether or not it is time and we are able to lift this state of emergency. Communauté et leur liberté. I can't imagine that anyone who votes no tonight is doing anything other than indicating that they don't trust the government to make incredibly momentous and important decisions at a very difficult time. But like I said, I am confident that the majority of parliamentarians will stand up to support our values, to stand up to support our democracy, and to stand up to support their fellow Canadians.
People talk about NLP and how they train these politicians how to talk, and if you are in an unconscious state, it works on you. But that's NPR talk, that cadence and how he talks and how it's going to be this way. And oh my goodness. And they all go to school for this at the Davos Group and other groups on how to lie to you. They want to collapse society. They want to steal your property. They want to run your children. They want to depopulate you. They want you to own nothing and have nothing. They are the globalists. They are the enemy. They fall or we fall. Here is Freeland, the Bilderberg Group chairman, Davos Group co-chair, who's their finance minister, telling you when they'll let your bank accounts reopen. Here it is.
And then finally, let me say, for anyone who is concerned that their accounts may have been frozen because of their participation in these illegal blockades and occupation, the way to get your account unfrozen is to stop being part of the blockade and occupation. These measures were put in place to disrupt illegal activity in Canada.
Illegal activity. You are the illegal activity. So there's no number you call, like a no-fly list that Nick Fuentes, 8 months later, still on. No criminal record, did nothing wrong. There's no, you just stop. We're watching you, and then magically this new power up there, that's the big AI, Larry Fink, Klaus Schwab system of BlackRock, then it will let you go about your business. But next, it won't just be peaceful protests. It'll be take your children for re-education. Next, it'll be house a homeless person in your house. San Francisco is talking about a social credit score where you must house people or, well, they put a big fine on you of $100,000 a year. Now, John Bowne is always doing a great job, but he has really been on fire this weekend. He put out three reports yesterday on Sunday that are at band.video. You click on the left-hand corner there and find the John Bowne section. The Bowne Report, B-O-W-N-E, and it's all right there. We already played the Canadian Great Reset, then we played the Australian Great Reset earlier. We have the New Zealand Great Reset. You'll notice it's the same people, the same actors, the same globalists. But in this one, you got to watch the Australian Great Reset because they've got not just sound cannons, they've got microwave guns on record shooting women and children. It can cause major brain damage. And then the same thing is said in Canada, the same thing is said in Australia and New Zealand. They go, oh, here in the government, we can't ask questions of the police. We can't question police tactics. So it's secret, you see. We're going to shoot something at you that it's been ruled internationally illegal to use. We're going to use it on our own people and put blisters and brain damage little children because there's 750,000 people in Canberra, the capital, protesting saying, stop it. Stop it. It's not about a virus. It's about locking us up and training us. We're prisoners till we take digital IDs that you can then tax and track and control what crimes you have committed. And I'm going to say something again about Trudeau. Hitler was elected as a parliamentarian, as the president of Germany, with less than 30% of the vote. Then he became chancellor after the firebombing of their own Capitol building, and von Hindenburg stepped down, and he then basically dissolved the office of president chancellor and made himself the Führer. The same thing's been done by Trudeau. He called a snap election because he was so far behind in all the polls. He won by 30%. How do you win by 30%? Because there were so many candidates. He was the majority of those. And that's how they use parliaments to control people. Our system's better. It's got problems. But two parties is better than all these leftist groups want dozens of parties. No, you have to have a party go away and have a new one. Or have one go away and then say the Republican Party splits into two different groups. but he is a dictator. Because you can be elected like Hitler, you can be elected like Trudeau, but you become a dictator. Hitler was appointed Chancellor of Germany on January 30th, 1933. But it all started in motion on February 27th, 1933, when they firebombed their own capital and blamed it on their political enemies. So that's where we are. All right, I want to give the number out. I want to take your calls. I want to get into all the big COVID news. I haven't gotten into the pedo news yet. And people are really freaking out about this. Oh, they're not just going to have biological males take showers with your elementary school daughters. They're going to sleep with them. And they're going to get women pregnant in prison. But it's okay. This is liberal. It's a total takeover of society by this cult. Stay with us.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Putin is set to address the world sometime in the next hour. We'll see what he's going to announce. Probably that there have been Western attacks on Russian-held areas in eastern Ukraine, that he is going to take those sectors. Or perhaps it's that he's going to give them an ultimatum for NATO to say that they're not going to take Ukraine, and they will stop shipping heavy weapons into their border sectors, or that he's going to invade. Clearly, this has all been done to put pressure on expansionist NATO to get them to back down and recognize Russia's legitimate security concerns. But the globalists hate God, so they love war. They hate God, so they hate families. And they hate Russia because Russia is now having a multi-child policy, just like China. Putin set to address nation on television coming up, and that again is in the next hour or so. We will be watching all of that as that unfolds, have that punched up on our screens. The best place to go, I guess, will be RT America. You can even still get that in the U.S. and have that feed up, so we'll have a translation of what's being said. That's a big deal. We're going to be watching all of that very, very closely. Here's some of the headlines. Putin embarrasses Biden after White House summit announcement, said he's not meeting with Biden. Blitzkrieg or minor incursion, Putin's choice to determine world reaction. Ukraine crisis, Vladimir Putin's plan for invasion was already begun. In effect, warns Downing 10. Kremlin denies concrete plans for Putin-Biden summit, as I mentioned. You had Boris Johnson over the weekend saying Russia plans biggest war in Europe since 1945. Of course, the globalists already started the war. We got this video that I'll actually air next segment. Shocking live TV brawl as pro-Russian politician punched and put in a headlock. Russian intel chief claims capture of Ukrainian POWs as Putin considers independence of Donbass. And you've got all of the Western unconfirmed reports that the LGBT are going to be put in camps. When it's the left building their quarantine camps around the world, when it's the left that have already put our children in their pedophile camps. No evidence of this. Absolute crap. They're not arresting homosexuals in Russia. But anytime a CIA operative gets arrested, then we hear, oh, they're gay. Again, Tim Cook can run death camps. Why? He's gay. Russian Terminator tanks move within 2 miles of Ukrainian border as war fears grow. U.S. warns, this is NBC, Moscow has compiled a list of Ukrainians to target after invasion. Oh, what, like the U.S. military does and then hangs people up by their feet? Russia planning extremely violent operation to crush Ukraine, says the CIA spokesperson. Ukraine crisis version of Iraq, WMDs, Putin to send LGBTQ whatever persons to camps. There you go, folks. You know who's actually been sent to the camps? Let me show you who's actually been sent to rape camps. The United States has rape camps of women and little boys and little girls. I got a whole stack of the U.S. government run by Democrats at the state and federal level sending children and women to rape camps. I actually have real rape camps right here. See this? I'm going to hit this more next segment and then go to your calls, but let me just go ahead and give you some of the headlines. Transgender prisons. Inmates reportedly getting women pregnant after California law allows men housed with women. And then the headlines in the LA Times say, how wonderful, two women had a baby. Many of the women report they're being raped, but that's okay because they're transgender. And then now you got this, speaking of camps, outraged parents demand answers after non-binary male counselors adults were allowed to sleep with fifth grade girls in the same room. So adult men with penises are sleeping in the dorm, in the little cabins with your daughters because they say, oh, we're just non-binary. And that's what the state law says. So there's your sex camps right there. And it gets a lot worse here in Austin. This is Austin Public Library calling all high school students. Get paid to learn about sex education over spring break. Free classes on the evidence-based LGBTQ1A friendly courses. Oh, it's evidence-based that a man can have a baby and a woman can be a man. And that's what you learn. At least they're just targeting high schoolers here. But still, all sexualization, all sexual. Just like you see with the number four guy at Facebook resigning when he flew to Indianapolis to reportedly have sex with a 13-year-old. And that's why literacy is plunging. That's why everything's falling apart. Because you don't learn about reading, writing, arithmetic, or street smarts, or how to plant a garden, or how to balance a checkbook. You learn about things that I didn't know about till I was 20, 30 years old. In fact, I read the curriculum they teach like 10-year-olds now, and I learn horrid stuff I never knew about. Literacy advocacy highlights CDC's fishy changes to early childhood development section. All behavioral psychologists, perverts, want to screw your kids up. Remember 10 years ago when they started, or this is like 14 years ago now, 2008, started giving out condoms to children as young as 10? And, of course, they got gang raped, and now the Boy Scouts collapsed. This is how they take over. They intend for there to be girls raped at these things, and then the schools just go under, and the very lawyers that run the whole thing make money. That's how they took the Vatican over. That's how they took the Catholic Church over. Chicago schools offer condoms to fifth graders. Society's changed. Fifth graders. Police in Germany investigate 30,000 potential suspects in pedophile probe run by the government. Yep, all the same people. And then trans swimmers face off. It'll all be nothing but men now in women's sports. Beautiful. Trans swimmers face off in Ivy League meet. And the results up in transphobic arguments against their participation. Oh, because they both were against each other. Yes, it ends it, says Yahoo News. Transgender Ivy League swimmers face off. Here's the two dudes. They're Clark Kent jaws, but they're ladies now. They're champions now, and they're breaking world records. It's off to the Olympics. And it gets a lot worse. University backtracks after encouraging staff to use neo-pronouns that you're cats. And in elementary schools, they're now putting cat boxes for children to defecate in. Total mental illness, total takeover. And now they're announcing under Head Start to teach four-year-old boys they are girls, and if they think they're a girl, their parental rights are taken. The state takes control, prepares the child for mutilation, and their testicles being removed. Total psychotic nightmare hellhole. We are now here. The collapse of the West under satanic control. We'll be right back. Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, as I said earlier in the hour before it was announced, I said Putin will probably declare areas of eastern Ukraine to be recognized as autonomous zones now of Russia. And that is exactly what Russian state media is now saying. He's going to be speaking in the next 20, 30 minutes. We'll be carrying that live. We found an English translation of it on Fox. Putin set to recognize Donbass. President Vladimir Putin has told foreign leaders that Moscow is likely to officially recognize the sovereignty of Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics in Ukraine's war-torn east. The statement released on Monday, the Kremlin revealed that Putin has notified French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz that he intends to sign a decree recognizing the two separatist regions in the near future, according to officials and two leaders expressing their disappointment. And what he's going to say is, if they continue to get attacked, that will be an attack on Russia, and he's got the weapons there to stop the attack. So that is a very measured move by Russia. I don't, again, say that Putin's an angel or perfect or anything. I just state the facts that the West overthrew that country with George Soros. The West has been attacking that almost 100% Russian area. And Russia was founded in Ukraine. And the globalists want to take over sovereign countries. I didn't support the Serbs. I'm not saying they're perfect. But they didn't start those wars and the Clintons bombing them. That doesn't mean that they didn't commit some atrocities. But even the UN admits twice as many Serbs died as Muslims and Croats. They're in Bosnia, the Bosnians. I'm sure everybody's got stories on either side. You know, it's like if you're a black person that racist white people beat up, you can think that white people are bad. Or if you're a white person that got robbed or attacked by racist black people because you were white, you can hate all black people. That's not how I operate. But in these ethnic and cultural wars, I look for who starts it and who loses the most people. And the West is starting this. I want to get your take on this. I want to open the phones up on the obsession of the left to put biological men in the showers and in the bedrooms with little girls. It's a capturing. It's a revolution. It's taken over the schools. It's taken over the jails. It's taking over the sports. It's taking over the dormitories. It's taking over the life. And the same groups are saying, don't say mother or father. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the Russian situation with Ukraine. I want to talk about Canada. I want to talk about the LRADs and the radiation and the microwave guns being used on people in Australia. And the Prime Minister going, well, I don't get involved with what the police do. What weird abdication of authority is that? It's an excuse. It's criminal. I want to get your take on all of these issues here. I want to talk to first-time callers, 877-789-2539. First-time callers want to hear from you, give you a chance to get on board, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-2539. Or if your country code doesn't let you call a 1-800 number, 01-512-646-1776. 01-512-646-1776. And I do intend to do some shows in the next few days where we just take calls from folks in Ukraine and Russia, or we just take calls from people in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand under the worst Great Reset operations. But today, it's wide open for first-time callers on all of those issues, 877-789-2539. Now, let's go to the KTLA piece that I mentioned that's also in the Marjorie Taylor Greene interview I did yesterday that's also very powerful on the subject of what this means. This is, if you'll accept a man can have a baby, and if you'll accept full-grown men with your elementary school daughters in the fifth grade sleeping in the bunks with them, you'll accept anything. That's why they're handing out condoms to five-year-olds in public schools everywhere, or to fifth graders, excuse me, to 10-year-olds. Because they want the state involved in the sexual activity of your children, because they know if they can get you promiscuous at a young age, on average, you don't form lasting relationships. And it depopulates. And it's all in the documents why they do it. And it's so evil. It's so sick. The videos on Bandot Video breaking MTG response to biological men sleeping with elementary school girls at state-sponsored camp. But let's go to the KTLA piece. And listen to this mind control. Parents mad people that identify as they, them, could sleep in girls' cabins with young girls at science camp. No, it's men. Taking over women's spaces, taking over their sports, taking over everything, raping them in prison. And it's all done to train you that they have access to groom your children. The whole thing's pedophilic. The whole thing is transhuman. The whole thing is evil. And all the major public schools and the Boy Scouts and all of it is taken over, folks. That's why they, again, 12 years ago, 14 years ago, handed out condoms to 10-year-olds again. And they had giant pedophilic events, orgies, raping your children. And I said it's going to bring down the Boy Scouts, destroy a good Christian organization. And it did. Done by the left on purpose. They know what they're doing. It's indoctrination centers. So your children can't learn to go camp and build a fire or tie a knot or go fishing or how to shoot a bow and arrow, how to shoot a rifle. No, you go and pedophiles, just like the ones that took over the Catholic Church, screw your children over, literally and figuratively. And it's all their plan to destroy the family and have the final revolution take over. The CIA ran giant child kidnapping rings in Germany with the CPS, with the family courts to create the new family, which is men with boys, women with women. Totally screwed up, totally sick, totally segregated, satanic. Here's the report.
Micah, the parents tell us that their children came home from camp. They were asking a lot of questions about gender and pronouns. The parents then reached out to the camp director, who told them that counselors, biological males who identify as they, them, are permitted to spend the night in cabins with the young girls.
In the parking lot of Weaver Elementary School in Los Alamitos, a group of parents...
No parent should feel the way I feel after knowing what could have happened to my daughter.
Upset by the sleeping arrangements at a school-organized science camp.
I contacted the school and I asked them if they were able to confirm that there was not a man actually sleeping in the same cabin as the girls. They were not able to confirm that.
The parents say their fifth grade girls told them some of the biologically male counselors at Camp Pali in San Bernardino identified as they, them, and spent 3 nights sleeping in cabins with the young girls.
They're asleep, they use the shower, they go to the restroom.
Camp Pali confirms, per California state law, we place staff in cabins they identify with. Parents say they're not accusing anyone of a crime, but they are angry the school district did not let parents know about the policy. A spokesperson told us the district takes all complaints and concerns seriously and is currently investigating. These parents say they just want others to be informed of the policy so they can make decisions for their own families.
It's awful that children had to even experience this in fifth grade camp. If I was aware of it and I had initialed something saying that this was going to be done at this outdoor science camp, I would have kept my child home.
Yeah, so those parents insist that they should have been informed about this policy before they sent their kids off to camp, and now they want the school district to step up. They want them to inform the parents of the hundreds of other kids who were also on that trip. We're live tonight, Los Alamitos. I'm Sandra Mitchell, KTLA 5 News. Sharon Micah, back to you.
It's being done all over the world with the express system of getting past your boundaries. You don't have private property. Your children don't have their own bodies. Remember what... Andrew Cuomo said on CNN like 5 years ago, people complained about 10-year-old girls with a biological man that was their new volleyball coach in the shower. I mean, I'm sorry. I played football and stuff. I still had to get over being in showers with a bunch of dudes. It's weird. I'm into privacy, you know, like the military sitting there, you know, crapping on a toilet in front of somebody. It takes something for a man to get over that. Imagine you're a little girl and there's a dude with his dong hanging out, and then Cuomo said those children and their parents are bigoted. What's wrong with seeing a woman's penis? That's a quote. What's wrong with seeing a woman's penis? It's brainwashing.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Vladimir Putin has just taken the podium, and here on the Alex Jones Show, we're going to go to this announcement by the Russian leader about the ongoing conflict in Eastern Europe in the proxy war that is Ukraine. Here it is.
Of course, my address is also aimed at our fellow citizens in Ukraine. We'll have to have a substantive and detailed conversation because the matter is very serious. Situation in Donbass is becoming critical. And today I'm addressing you directly, not only to talk about what's happening, but also to inform you about the decisions we're making, about possible steps in this regard. Once again, I would like to underscore that Ukraine is not just a neighboring country to us. It is an inherent part of our own history, culture, spiritual space. They are our comrades, relatives, not only colleagues, friends, but also our family, people we have blood and family ties with. Since ancient times, people from ancient southwestern Russian lands were calling themselves Russians and Orthodox. What happened until 17th century when part of these territories rejoined the Russian Empire, the Russian state, and after that. It seems that we know all about this, that we are talking about facts that everyone knows. But at the same time, we need to have understanding what is happening today to explain motives and aims that Russia has. We need to say a couple of words about the history of this matter. I would like to start by saying that the modern Ukraine was completely created by Russia. To be more exact, by Bolshevik communist Russia. This process has started almost immediately after the 1917 revolution. And Lenin and his supporters did it in a rough way, if we talk about Russia. They were alienating parts of historical territories of Russia. And millions of people who lived there, obviously no one asked anything. Then before the Great Patriotic War in Afrit, Stalin added to the USSR and handed over to Ukraine some lands that belonged to Poland and Hungary. And as a compensation, Stalin gave some ancient German lands to Poland. And in the 1960s, Khrushchev decided to take Crimea away from Russia and also gave it to Ukraine. That's how the territory of the Soviet Ukraine was formed. But now I would like to draw your attention to the initial stages of the establishment of the USSR. I think it's of utmost importance for us because we have to start from afar. I would like to remind you that after the October Revolution of 1917 and the civil war that followed, Bolsheviks started building a new state. And they had some differences among them. Stalin, who in 1922 was at the same time Secretary General of the Soviet Communist Party and People Commissar on the Merits of Ethnicities, decided to build the country on the principles of autonomy, thus giving to the republics, to the future administrative units, wide authority when they were supposed to join the state. Lenin criticized this plan and he suggested to make concessions to the nationalists, the way he called them back then, advocates of independence. Basically, that was the idea about creating a confederation and give the right to every nation for self-determination. That was the basis of the Soviet state. First, in 1922, it was enshrined in the Declaration on the Establishment of the Soviet Union, and then, after the death of Lenin, it was also enshrined in the Constitution of the USSR of 1924. And right away, here we have a lot of questions. It raises a lot of questions. And first of them, and the main question, why were they making all kinds of concessions to the nationalists at the outskirts of the former empire, to give to the administrative units that were haphazardly formed huge territories, oftentimes that had nothing to do with them, and they were giving these territories with the population of historic Russia, and these administrative units were given status and shape of the state entities. And once again, this begs a question. Why did they have to do such generous gifts, even the most blatant nationalists couldn't dream of, and at the same time give the republic a right to withdraw from the new state without any preconditions? At first glance, it doesn't seem clear. It seems like madness, but only at first glance, because there is an explanation. After the revolution, the main goal Bolsheviks had was to keep power, to stay at power at any cost. And for this, they went to any length to sign humiliating conditions of the Brest truce when the Kaiser's Germany were in the dire economic situation and the outcome of the World War I was already almost decided, and by giving any concessions to the nationalists inside the country. From the point of view of the historic destiny of Russia and its people, Lenin's principles of building the state weren't a mere mistake. That was much worse than a mere mistake. After the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991, this has become absolutely obvious. Of course, what happened in the past cannot be changed, but at least we have to talk about it in honest and direct way, without any political agenda, without giving any political color to it. I can only add that the ideas of the current political realities, no matter how beneficial they might seem currently, under no circumstances cannot and should not be a basis of the building a state. I'm not blaming anyone, accusing anyone of anything.
Okay, this is live, but we can pause it. When we come back, we're going to get through all this. I know I already gave the number out. We're going to get to all your calls, too. Who knows how long Putin's going to go, but we're going to come back and get to it. But again, I've studied history. I've never heard a modern world leader be this honest. I mean, he's like, yeah, we came in and hurt the Ukrainians, but it was ours to begin with. And Lennon gave it all away to begin with. It's always been part of us. And, yeah, then we came in and did mean things to him. And, yeah, I mean, what do you want it to do? And he's going to probably go on and say, you want to be part of Europe? You want to be part of the New World Order? You want your sons taught to have their balls cut off? Because that's really what this comes down to. Because the West is going to put your kids with adults and pedophiles. I mean, the West is run by pedophiles now. And I guarantee he'll probably bring up something like that. Because he wants to go back to Russia being Russia, and things that were part of Russia be part of Russia. He doesn't want the other parts that weren't part of Russia. And my issue is, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. We are not over there in Russia. They are not attacking us. The same globalists that cut off our pipelines have cut off their pipelines. And it needs to stop. Our enemy is in Hollywood. Our enemy runs Washington, D.C. Our enemy is not Russia. And it's because of that, the globalists say they're the main enemy because Russia has gotten out from the New World Order grasp. It has its own problems. Leave Russia to the Russians. The issue is the Great Reset and Klaus Schwab and the worldwide lockdown and global depression and 40-plus million people, they starved to death during that lockdown. We're going to see where he goes. So this was live. Now it's going to be, you know, now it's in tape. I'm back. I don't know what Putin's going to say. I predicted before this even happened, he would say they're going to annex, you know, Eastern Ukraine fully, and then if there's any attacks on it, they'll then attack Ukraine. So this is just the beginning of a larger war, in my view. It's a serious situation, and it's the consequences of Soros and the New World Order wanting to start a war with Russia. It's very, very simple. While they sell us out to China and others. Separately, ladies and gentlemen, we'll open the phones up after Putin's done and take your calls, or if he runs on forever about history, we'll have to just dissect the transcript. Still fascinating stuff. Please remember, I can't finance this operation without you, and I appreciate you keeping us on air under all these attacks as we are loyal Americans promoting basic American values. We have a lot of great products that are back in stock, like Winter Sun, amazing vitamin D3 for your immune system, and vitamin K taken under the tongue. Such a smart thing for everybody to do to protect themselves. We also have Brainforce Ultra, which is a fast-acting but wears off quick, too. Very special nootropic. Not like 10-hour, you know, clean energy we have with TurboForce or 5-hour, you know, deep thinking with Brainforce Plus. It's a different formula. Hits really quick, wears off quick. It's amazing. I take it in the evenings when I need to be able to still go to sleep later. It's 40% off, and Winter Sun, so you don't procrastinate, is 50% off. And we're going to end the sale on X3 in 3 days. InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.